This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
KRDO News time is 12:01. A sentencing date is set for the woman convicted of causing the death of a juvenile by giving them fentanyl. 58-year-old Marlene McGuire was found guilty last week of selling the juvenile pills containing fentanyl in January of last year. Federal officials said the victim was found dead the day after McGuire sold them pills in the Security Widefield area. The case was held and conducted in the federal courts due to the higher federal penalties than for Colorado law. Representative Mark Snyder said that last year a bipartisan bill was introduced to add a new state law that is similar to the federal one, but it failed in the House.
If we really want to address the crisis, we can't eliminate any of the tools in our toolbox. And I think that's a debate we're going to continue to have this session in the legislature.
The bill would have made distributing a drug leading to the death a felony with a penalty of 8 to 32 years in prison. McGuire will be sentenced in December. The looming government shutdown could affect about 4 million federal employees, about half of whom are the military. We're told those active duty will still have to go to work, but without the guarantee of getting paid on time. October 15th, that includes more than 25,000 troops stationed at Fort Carson, another 4,000 at Air Force Academy, nearly 9,000 more at Peterson Space Force Base. Carol Engler, an Army vet, is in Colorado Springs and says the situation is extremely frustrating.
So many different things that we have to give up. And we know that we are going to have to give it up, and we know we only get paid so much money. And yet now you want us to continue on without getting paid until they figure out, hey, we're going to work together. It's so wrong, it can't be right.
Engler is concerned that she won't receive military retirement checks if the shutdown does happen. Congressman Doug Lamborn has not been a part of the gridlock, urging colleagues to support the stopgap bill. If a shutdown does happen, it could trickle down to many of Southern Colorado families. Thousands of Colorado moms and young children could stop getting their food benefits from WIC. KRDO News Radio's Carolyn Felling has more on that.
If Congress does not pass a spending deal to fund the federal government soon, the shutdown will put nearly 7 million children and mothers at risk nationwide. Data from Colorado's WIC program show more than 120,000 women and children are enrolled with the benefits just this year. And the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reports that nearly 90,000 Colorado WIC clients could lose their main source of food by the government shutdown.
That's KRDO News Radio's Carolyn Felling.
Plenty of sunshine, dry conditions across the region. Winds do remain calm as well. It's a mild one. 84, the high today in the Springs. 89 in Pueblo. This does put us roughly 5 to 10 degrees above average. And we do hold on to this pattern for quite some time through at least the weekend. High pressure remains in control before our next potential pattern change and cool down. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.